can be the hand of Satan as a tender.
Direct from one of the great healing and deliverance revivals, we bring you evangelist Jack Cole, who has brought deliverance to thousands through his positive faith in God. He has been seen and heard in the nation's largest auditoriums and in the world's largest gospel tent for many years. He is also founder of the Herald of Healing Children's Home, a real home for homeless children. And now, enter into this great service with us.
If I get a little undignified and take my coat off, will it be all right with you?
Yeah!
I can preach better if I don't have a coat or a tie on sometimes. Especially tied up around my neck, I feel like I'm tied to a post.
If you have your Bibles tonight, turn with me. I'm reading a portion of Scripture from Genesis, the 6th chapter. I'm beginning with the 3rd and the 7th verses. The Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he is also flesh. This is one of the saddest texts I believe I've ever read in the Word of God. To think that God would make man in all of his beauty and all of his loveliness, and put him in a garden and give him all the good things that this world has, and then God would come to the place where he'd repent that he ever made man, and sit down and say that he wished he hadn't made it. I'll tell you, this old world tonight is so sinful and so full of hell and pollution and drunkenness and adulterers and people that are walking after the devil that God's almost to the place where I believe he's sorry that he ever made man. And I believe God's about ready to repent again. This time God's not going to destroy the earth by water, because he put a rainbow in the sky and he said he'd never destroy the earth again by water. But this time, when God destroys the earth, he's going to renovate it by fire. And he's going to burn up all the evil things. And thank God the Church of the Living God is going to be up there with Jesus Christ, waiting for the purification of this old earth to come back to earth again with Jesus to set up a rule and reign as kings and priests here on earth. Hallelujah! I said hallelujah. There was a time when the atheists and agnostics could laugh at the story of Noah and the flood. They could say there was no Noah and that there was no flood. But thank God that day has passed. Scientists have definitely proved that at one time or other this whole earth was covered with water. You can go to the highest mountain in British Columbia, and there on top of that mountain you'll find sea fossils showing that one time or other that mountain was covered with water. There's two kinds of people I never waste very much time on anyhow. One's a disbeliever in God, and the other's a disbeliever in the Word of God. While you're out trying to convince some old disbeliever in the Word of God that there is a God, and there's something to the Word of God, you could be out winning 10 souls for Jesus Christ that just failed to hear the gospel. People are going to hell by the trainload tonight, because they've never heard about Jesus Christ nor the power of God to save a soul. Thousands of people belong to churches that don't know what a born-again experience is. They've never been saved. They're just church members. $65 million people in the United States of America don't belong to any church, believe in no kind of religion. And out of the other 65 million people, I wouldn't give you 2 cents for two-thirds of them's religion. They don't know what they believe in. There's a lot of church members tonight that play cards, suck cigarettes, go hellhole running, drink beer. And there's a lot of churches today that let gambling go on right in the house of the living God. I believe that I know what the Bible teaches. I wouldn't give you 2 cents for two-thirds of those people's religion that claim that they're church members, but they've never been born again. Brother, I want something I can feel and something I know I've got. For if I lost it, I'd never know I had it
if I never knew I had it in the first place. Thank God, I believe this is something you can feel and something your neighbors will know you have. You believe it, say amen. You old sisters running around with a deck of cards in your hands trying to break into society. So no, I'm breaking into society. You make me sick. Your children run the streets like a bunch of hoodlums. Your husbands go without cooked meals. Why do you go off and sit at a bridge party all day? Or play penny-ante poker all day? Men get up on Sunday morning and sing Bright in the Corner where you are. Why, you hypocrite? I said you hypocrite. Why don't you shout about it? Amen. Hallelujah. I'll tell you, if Jesus comes to dwell with you, you won't need those ashtrays you got sitting around the house. I'll tell you, if Jesus comes to dwell with you, the first thing he'll do is go out and open up your refrigerator and take all that 10-2 beer and 3-2 beer and 8-2 beer and every other 2-2 and 10-2 and throw it out in the backyard. If Jesus comes to dwell with you. I said, if Jesus comes to dwell with you. Somebody said, oh, Brother Coe, I can drink whiskey or leave it alone. Why don't you leave it alone, man? I said, why don't you leave it alone? It's sure not doing you any good. Glory. I'm talking about if Jesus abides with you. One day God came down and said, Noah, build me a boat. Noah said, God, what kind of a boat? God said, one 527 feet long. 52 feet high and 87 feet wide. Noah didn't do like a lot of church members and preachers today. He didn't say, I'm too busy, God, you build your own boat. He didn't say, look, God, how much is in it for me? If there's enough in it, I'll build that boat. That's the way a lot of people do. How much is in it for me? But he just said, what kind of a boat do you want? God said, I want one 527 feet long, 87 feet wide, and 52 feet high. I can see Noah, he got out there and he put a stake down, and he measured it off, and he started walking. And he got over on the other side, and he put another stake down, and he looked back. Some old boy come along and said, what are you doing, Noah? He said, I'm building a boat. A boat? Yeah, a boat, 527 feet long, 87 feet wide, and 52 feet high. Why, he said, no, you must have lost your mind. Why, there's not a place around here anywhere big enough to float a canoe. And here you are on top of a mountain building a boat 527 feet long. He said, what's the matter with you? Noah said, I don't know, but God told me to build a boat, and I'm doing what God told me to do. I'm going to do exactly what God said to me. And I can see Noah as he stood on the gangplank with his family. Some old boy come running up the gangplank. He said to Noah, he said, Noah, did you say it was going to rain? Noah said, yes. Yeah. Said, Noah, said, you won't need that farm anymore. Said, I'll trade you a good team of mules for it. Noah said, listen, you can have the farm and the mules too. But said, you better get in this boat. He said, never mind, sign this contract. Noah signed the contract, and that old boy went down the gangplank, patting himself on the back. He said, boy, I sure did hoodwink that holy roller preacher. One minute before it began to rain, Noah couldn't have traded that ark for a good team of mules. But one minute after it started raining, he could have got anything in the world for it. You may think we're crazy when we talk about the rapture. And there's a lot of people that wouldn't get in the rapture if it cost them $2. But let me tell you something, one minute after the rapture takes place, multimillionaires would give their whole fortune just to go to be with the Lord in the air. Well, it's the truth. I said it's the truth. The Bible said, Noah shut the door. Is that what it said? The Bible said God sent an angel down and shut the door. No. The Bible said an office boy shut the door. The Bible said God shut the door.
Let me tell you something. Once God shuts the door is shut, and nobody will ever open it again. The Bible said God shut the door, and all of a sudden I can see black clouds from the east begin to roll. Black clouds from the west began to roll, and they began to come in faster and faster. The lightning began to flash, and the rain began to come down. I can see the lightning as it flashed across the darkened skies and lit up the whole earth. I can see a man and a woman. I can see the woman carrying a baby. I can see the man with a few household articles on his back. Where they're heading for, I'll tell you where they're going. They're going to where that old crazy man built the boat. They believe the story of the flood now. They're on their way to where that old crazy man is. They want to find out about that boat. They want to get in it now. They believe it now. I can hear the woman say to the man, "Do you suppose Uncle Noah will believe us? Do you suppose Uncle Noah will believe that we're sincere? My God, do you suppose he'll let us in? Well, he's our uncle." But the Bible said, God shut the door. God shut the door. And once God shut it, Noah couldn't open it again. I can see another flash of lightning go across the sky. I can see an old man and an old woman. I can see the old man helping the old woman. Where are they going? I'll tell you where they're going now. They believe the story of the flood. They're heading for that boat. They're heading for that old crazy man's boat. A man and his two sons couldn't have built that in hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. But Noah finished it in 120 years. You know what I kind of like to think? I kind of like to think maybe they worked it like we used to work it on the farm. We'd go over and help some old boy get his hay in, and he'd come over and help us get the corn in. You remember that? We'd trade labor back and forth. And I kind of believe that's what happened to Noah. I believe he went over and helped them on their farms, and they'd come and help him build that boat. And I believe all the time they was helping him build that boat, they thought he was crazy. But brother, when the rain began to come, them carpenters began to believe that the man knew what he was talking about and that he knew God. And I can see those carpenters, there they are. They're all huddled around the boat now. There's his nephew. There's his niece. They're pounding. They're saying, Noah. Oh, Noah, for God's sake, Noah. Don't you know us? Why, Noah, you're our uncle. Noah, Noah, you're our uncle. Noah, open the door, for God's sake. I can hear them old boys that were carpenters saying, Noah, Noah, for God's sake, Noah, open the door, Noah, for God's sake, open the door. We helped you build this boat. Why, Noah, we believed the flood was coming. Noah, we said the first drop of rain that hit us, we'd get in the boat. Noah, please, Noah, can't you hear us? Noah, I've pounded on some of the very boards that I put on that boat. For God's sake, Noah, open the door. The Bible says God shut. When God shuts the door is shut, and Noah can't open it. And I can see the last ones as they stand on their tiptoes, and the waters come high and high. And I can see their hands out of the water, pounding on the boat, screaming, "For God's sake, Noah, God's sake, open it now." Screaming and crying! And I can see the waters that rise up to their chin, finally to their mouths, then over their nose, and they go down under the water and the bubbles come up. Brother, what a sad picture that is. You pick up the paper every day. I guarantee you can pick up today's paper. You'll find a piece in there where somebody said, "I killed him. I had to do it. A voice told me to do it." You know what was the matter with that person? God gave him over to a reprobate mind. He gave him over to the devil, and they had to do what the devil told them to do. God won't continue to call you and beg you and coax you and try you to get you to get saved and give your heart to God. One of these nights he'll call you for the last time and God will withdraw his spirit from you and you'll be given over to a reprobate mind. And the Bible said you'll do exactly what the devil tells you. I'm closing with this. You're only kept tonight from the mercies of God. You ought to thank God for every breath you're grabbing. You ought to say, "Thank you, Jesus, because I have a chance to give my heart to you." Let me tell you something tonight in closing. You're not playing with Jack Coe. You're not playing with a handful of preachers. You're not playing with individuals, but you're playing with the Almighty God. And every time you say no to Jesus Christ, You put the blood to an open chain. You crucify the Lord of Christ. You nail him to the tree all over again.
Every time God tells you to come to an altar and you don't come, that conviction gets less and less. Less and less. Until one of these times you're going to say no to God for the last time. And he's going to cut you off and turn you over to the devil. There's people sitting under this tent tonight, I'd safely say by the hundreds, that'll never hear another sermon or never have another altar call. There's people sitting under this tent that's going to say no to God that'll never say no again. And you'll die and be turned over to a reprobate mind. While every head's bowed and every eye's closed under this tent, how many of you just raise your hand and say, "Preacher, I'm not right with God, but I want to get right before it's too late. Will you pray for me?" Just put your hand up all over this tent and say, "I want you to pray for me, preacher." Put it up high. Put it up high. Put it up high. I see. I see. They're going up all over this tent. How many more? Raise your hand. Say, "I want to be delivered from the tobacco habit, the dope habit, the lying habit. I want God to deliver me from an old high temper. I got things between me and God that I want to get rid of. I want to make the rapture when Jesus comes. I want Jesus to write his name in my heart tonight." Put your hand up high. I'm going to pray the prayer that's going to deliver you tonight. That's going to set you free from sin. That's going to write your name in the Lamb's Book of Life, if you mean it. How many more? Put your hand up. How many say, "I'm a church member, but preacher, I know I'm not living for God. And I want to get close to him. Will you pray for me?" Let me see your hand. I see. I'm going to pray the prayer of faith that's going to set you free. You want something you can feel, something you know you got? I'm not talking about church membership. I'm talking about a real born-again experience. Won't you come? I'm talking about something you can feel and something you can take home with you. Something, if you was to die before morning, you'd know you'd go to the arms of Jesus. Amen. Come home. One more time. Sing it while they're coming. Come home. Come home. Yeah. Everybody down here, bow your heads and close your eyes. I want everybody down here to pray this prayer with me. Put your right hand up. Put your right hand up. Pray this prayer that I pray. Everybody in the congregation, if you want to pray it with me, pray it with me. Say, "Jesus, take me as I am. Make me what I ought to be. Wash away my sins. God, let your blood cover my soul, and I shall be whiter than snow. Lord, from tonight on, I'm through with sin. I'm going to walk with you. I'm going to serve you. I'm going to live for you till the day I die, or till the day that you come after me. Lord, I love you. I'm your child. You're my God. From this hour on. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul and delivering me from every habit. And Lord, I believe and I praise you for it." Raise your hands and praise the Lord together. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him, 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 hallelujah. Now, whatever brother's down here, divide in the middle, I want this half to follow Brother Morgan that way, this half to follow Brother Rogers that way, quickly. Brother Rogers, you should be in place, all ready to take him. All of you go that way, half of you go that way.
The healings you are about to witness are the actual healings as they took place in this great deliverance revival.
What church you go to, Mother? Christian, you believe Jesus healed there. Get ready, he's going to give you a new ear. Lord, in the name of Jesus, give this woman a brand new ear. God, heal this ear by the power of God. God, loose this old ear right now, Lord, for Jesus' sake. And I'll praise you for it. Amen. Stop up your good ears.
Say what I say. Say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Praise the Lord.
Oh, I said hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
I said hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
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 Hallelujah.
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 I love you, Jesus.
I love Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you for healing.
Thank you for healing. Oh,
praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Go on, you're healed and
praise Him. Amen.
Glory to God.
Raise your hands and praise God.
Tell her God's going to open her ears. Tell her she hears anything at all. Praise God because it'll get strong. Lord, in thy name, open these old ears that the devil has made deaf. I charge these ears to come open in the name of Jesus. Loose these ears by the power of God in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
God, praise you, Father. Baby. Mother.
Nothing.
Boy.
Sir.
Girl.
Somebody said she's seeing the organist. I'll show you she's not. All right. Raise your hands and praise the Lord. If God hadn't opened her ears, she wouldn't know when to stop and when to start. Those ears are definitely open. Look. Get that handkerchief out of my hand. Where is it? Let go of it. Let go of it. Now where is it? Let go of it. Now where is it? Let go of it. Now where is it? Follow me down this ramp. Come on. Out of it. Get ready. That old tumor's going. God told me while you stand in line, he's going to take it off of you. Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, take all this swelling out of this woman. God, remove this old tumor of the stomach. God, let this stomach go down, down, down. Ooh, that's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. Now feel for that old tumor. Feel for that old tumor. Can't feel it, can't. Turn around and show them how much that went down. Take a hold of your desk. Pull it off. I just want to see how much that went down.
Well, praise God.
Look at that. That tumor just disappeared. Raise your hands and praise God, everybody in here.
Hallelujah.
Praise Him.
Praise Him.
There's a man who's got cancer of the throat and lost his voice. How many believe God can restore his voice and let him talk again? Get ready for it. Lord, in the name of Jesus, heal this old cancer of the throat. Loose his throat. God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let him speak for your glory. I command you in the name of Jesus to say, praise God.
Praise God.
I command you in the name of Jesus to say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I command you to say, I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
Amen. Go praise Him. You're well. Believe in God. Hallelujah.
So happy to be on this television program and to come to you each week and to show you what God is doing throughout the world today, how He's healing the sick, how the lame are being made to walk, the blind are being made to see, and the deaf hear. I'm not a healer. I never claimed to be a healer. I believe there's only one healer, and His name is Jesus. But the Bible said all that came to Jesus was healed. We do not claim to heal any of these people, but it's a prayer of faith that I pray for them. God sent me out and gave me power over sickness, over disease, over the works of the devil. And He told me whatever I bound on earth would be bound in heaven. Whatever I loosed on earth would be loosed in heaven. So I want you to sit down and write me a letter today if you're enjoying these programs. And tell me how much you enjoy them. If you'd like to have me pray for your sick body, all you have to do is just write me a letter and say, Brother Cole, please pray for my sick body. And I know God will heal you. Friends, you don't have to suffer. You don't have to go through pain and agony. When doctors have folded their hands and said there's nothing more they can do, thank God Jesus can do something for you. So write me a letter today, and I'll pray the prayer of faith that will set you free from that old cancer, heal you of that old tumor, open them blind eyes. To everyone that writes me a letter, I'm going to send you one of these little gold prayer cloths that I've prayed over and believed God over. And when you get this gold prayer cloth, you lay it upon your sick body, and God will heal you of that sickness and affliction. And also, I'm going to send you my book on Wilt Thou Be Made Whole. Now, these will come to you just by writing me a letter. This is a 39-page book on how to receive your healing from God. God will heal you, friend, if you'll only write me a letter and let me pray for you. Write me today. Don't let another day go by. I need to hear from you, and you need to hear from God. If you'll write me, I'll send you the gold prayer cloth and the book.
Write Brother Coe tonight. Address Jack Coe, A., Dallas, Texas. God bless you until next week at this same time.